Well, there's a man who was an Orthodox Jew at one time. He converted to Christianity, came to know Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the true Messiah, and the Savior of the world. And he is now the national director with Friends of Israel, a great organization who has a heart for the Jewish people and does everything they possibly can to introduce Jesus Christ as the Messiah to these wonderful people. I'm talking about, of course, Steve Herzig. He's always with us when there's a special Jewish holy day. He has written a book, an excellent book, two volumes on it, The Culture and the Customs of the Jewish People. It's a must read. Go to their website or even to our website, either one. Their website is FOI for Friends of Israel, FOI.org. Ours is prophecytoday.com. Get a copy or both copies of these books that Steve has written. Steve, talk to me. I've just been talking with the rabbi, as I've mentioned to you. Talk to me about the connection with Pentecost. David Dolan told us earlier that, interestingly, the Christian day of Pentecost is happening on Sunday, as well as the Jewish day of Shavuot. There is a connection there, isn't there?
Well, there really is, Jimmy. And in fact, from a Jewish point of view, you know, they connect first fruits, which comes right after Passover, to the counting of the Omer, 50 days, as we know, Pentecost, to Shavuot. And Shavuot is an interesting time from a Jewish point of view because of the harvest, the barley, which is first fruits after Passover, and then the wheat harvest at Shavuot. But, you know, celebrating the law, the Jewish people read the book of Ruth, and I find it interesting because the rabbis say that every single soul was there at the giving of the law, and every Jewish person converts just like Ruth does. And so if you connect the rabbinical interpretation of Shavuot with the idea of conversion and then the idea of Pentecost, as we read about in the book of Acts, you realize that the church was born, and in a sense, those Jewish people converted back to God as the Spirit of God fell upon them, as Peter preached that message. So there's an interesting tie-in, I believe, between the Jewish view, which is the rabbinic view of giving of the law, and the book of Ruth. Interestingly enough, I think, too, is the giving of the law, they're supposed to eat at Shavuot dairy. Well, the Torah is supposed to be nourishing milk, and so they eat dairy, they read the word, the book of Ruth. It's considered milk or nourishment to them, and for you and I, Jimmy, we know that the word of God does nourish us. We know that the word of God changes us. We know that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword.
Wow, that is a beautiful connection between the two. Steve, sorry we're so short. Time is running out on us. Thank you so much, my good friend. You have a blessed Feast of Pentecost as well.